Random thought. If a date asked you to pay for their babysitter, are you okay with that?
Like a new date, someone I just met, or is this a relationship?
It looks like more so a new date. Because I'm asking this because Chef Antonio DC, right? He had posted this on Twitter and Neighborhood Talk put it up. It says, it's a conversation. And the woman says, hey, can you send me $250 for the babysitter tonight? And he's like, hey, and he put something over her name. You want me to pay for your babysitter and the date? And she goes, you're the man, right? I'm a huge. Jesus Christ. I see, I'm just adding stuff now. I'm a huge ass woman. And so am I. You know. says, I'm a single woman of three, and this is part of dating me. And he goes, wow, this is not in my budget. I had a real nice evening planned for us, and I can't add $250 to the evening. I'm sorry. So she goes, wow, enjoy the evening by yourself. Tired of dating broke man.
Hmm. Okay. There's a lot to unravel with that, but to answer your question, no. I'm not going to pay for the babysitter to go on a date with you. Now, here's the thing about this story. Was it a date like for the weekend? Because $250, that's a lot of money.
That's
how long were they going to be out?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why she was saying $250 because I don't plan on coming back home tonight. So the babysitter got to stay overnight. So you know, it's three kids. It's a $50 overcharge for staying overnight.
Okay, let's just say, I know when I was a kid and I babysat, might have been like $10 an hour or something like that. So let's just say times have changed. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's $20 an hour for 3 hours and $20 an hour per kid. That math still doesn't come up to $250.
Like I said, the math ain't mathing.
Right, but still. You know, and then I'm like, well, you're a single mother with three kids. Well, that's your problem.
That's why she's dating.
That's why, yes.
Get you a daddy for these goddamn kids.
You're going to stay single with that attitude. Because like, what dude wants to sign up for that? And I'm tired of dating broke men. Well, I'm tired of dating women with a bunch of kids and expecting me to help cover everything. How about that? It's not my fault you got three kids. It's not my fault.
But true. You know, and I always wonder about that when, you know, dating women in the past who had kids. Like, you know, like, okay, so, because you can't just be spontaneous. Like, hey, let's go out tonight. Because, like, shit, I got to find a babysitter. You know?
Right.
So, you got to take that into consideration. Is this part of taking it into consideration? Like, hey, let me, you know, when you go ride with somebody back in the day, you'd ride with somebody be like, hey, here's $10 on gas. I got 10 on gas. Do you got five on this too? You know, like, maybe, hey, $50 for the babysitter.
You get in a relationship? Yes, you do. First date, second date. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're there yet, you know. And it's okay to say, hey, look, I don't have the ability and time to date because of children. So right now it's not a good time. Let's wait until the youngest starts first grade. Call me in a few years. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that. To say, hey, right now my life is not set up for me to be able to date. But don't put that on the dude. I'm tired of dating broke men.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you hear that from women so much, right?
Yes.
About tired of dating broke men, tired of dating broke men and all this other stuff. You can't afford this. You can't afford that. Mm-hmm. Well, how about for the guy saying, I'm tired of dating women with a bunch of kids and expecting that to be my problem?
You know, here's the problem. I said that on the radio a while back. It was around Christmas time. I'm just when I was at ZFX, Foxy 99 in Fayetteville, North Carolina, right? And there was a song coming on, woman song, All I Want for Christmas, blah, 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 blah. So I'm coming out of that song and I'm like, you know, K-Knock 24K, What I Want for Christmas. They said, what I want for Christmas is a woman without some kids. And them women ate my ass up on that radio. You understand me? But then, thankfully, some other women called up and were like, hey, hold up. If that man say he doesn't want a woman with kids, ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all always talking about what you want. So, you know, I think what people hear
is like, I'm not saying there's something wrong with being a woman with kids. Or
right.
Seeing a woman with kids. There's nothing wrong with that.
At all.
Nothing wrong with that at all, right? Your situation, your circumstance, how you got to this point, there's nothing wrong with it at all. But what's wrong with this woman is to have this attitude, I'm tired of dating broke men and wanting $250 for the babysitter, which, again, I can't believe. Tell me in the comments if babysitting has cost that much. But then also, you don't like broke men? Well, guys, we don't always want to date women with a bunch of kids that you immediately need financial support from us on the first date. Just to get to know you, I got to come out of $500, $250 for the babysitter, $250 for the date if you go somewhere nice. Mm-hmm. Now you're like a car payment on the first date.
Does it matter if the kids are from three different baby daddies or from one person?
Let me preface this by saying, if there's a single mom out there
question, by the way,
with three kids by three different dads, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not your fault. You take care of those kids. I would not date somebody with three kids by three different men. I wouldn't do that. But there's nothing wrong with that at all for anyone in that situation. And there are some dudes I know of, guys, who have married and fell in love with women with three, four kids by different dudes, and they all made it work. It's not my preference. I wouldn't do that. Just like some women like guys who are tall. I don't like women that have kids by a bunch of different men.
I feel you. You don't have that many people valet parking in your garage. I got you.
It has nothing to do with that. Because there's a lot of people, there's been a lot of cars that go into garages, but every car doesn't leak and leave a stain, right? So
we're going to dip out of this right now because... Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah. We are those people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 107. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and please leave a review.
Now, as we get into our politics as usual, man, crazy story here involving Nancy Pelosi. What happened?
So even if you go back to January 6th, you had all these people that were going after Nancy Pelosi trying to find her in the Capitol. Well, apparently somebody went to her residence and was looking for Nancy. She wasn't there, but her husband was there. Gets into an altercation with her husband. Now, this guy is 46-ish years old. The husband, Nancy Pelosi's husband, I think is 82. They get into this altercation. The husband has, which is crazy to me, that he, it's not that it's crazy, but good on him, that he had the smarts to call 911 and leave the phone open. And then thankfully, the 911 operator who was listening was able to tell, hey, there's something going on here.
Right. And we need. He was able to decipher it. Yeah.
Yeah. Decipher it. So she calls the police and the police rush over there like 2 something in the morning. They go in and Nancy Pelosi's husband, this guy are like in a scuffle and they're both holding this hammer. I guess the guy's trying to hit him with the hammer. Police tell them to drop the hammer. Nancy Pelosi's husband lets go of the hammer and the dude hits him upside the head.
Oh.
Luckily, you know, the police tackle the guy, have him arrested, a lot of charges. Nancy Pelosi's husband's going to make a full recovery. He had immediate surgery for a fractured skull, but he's expected to make a full recovery. But how crazy is that? It's the world that we live in, that people want to go to politicians' houses and threaten them.
Okay, before I answer that question, just real easy question. Nancy Pelosi's husband, it's not a black man, right? It's not a man of color, right?
No.
You could have kept your hand on that hammer. The cop wasn't going to shoot you, okay? Honestly, if it was a brother, I'd be like, all right, yeah, let go. Because if I keep my hand on the hammer and that man lets go, cops going to shoot me first. But he should have, like I said, kept your hand on that hammer, something. But don't let... Because the fact that a man beat him down in front of the cop is crazy, right? But here's the dangerous rhetoric that happens because of all this divisive political speak. And the fact is that the politicians on the right, and I'm going to put it on them because they bring this political hate speech a lot of the time, right? And they don't see this, because their radicalized folks that are on their side are going. They believe what they're being told. So they go to the Capitol. They're looking to hang Mike Pence. They're looking to... Those politicians were very lucky. Congress, and I got to give the security a lot of credit for getting people out of harm's way. In this space, we've got to give a lot of credit to Nancy Pelosi's husband, who this guy comes in through the back door. He's like, wait a minute. How's this guy in my house? Who is he? And like you said, makes that phone call. leaves the call open just so the 911 operator can hear it. Kudos to the 911 operator, like you said.
Yep.
And kudos to this old man for holding up against this man half his age in this scuffle. He kind of slipped up at the end. It's like when your team is leading in the Super Bowl and then all of a sudden give up 21 points in the fourth quarter. You know, that's pretty much what happened in this case, right? he was winning. Can't relax at the end. But this is the result of people just trying to stay in power. Because once you radicalize these folks, what happens? They show up at pizza parlors in D.C. with AR-15s ready to go free kids that are not locked in the basement.
Yeah, it's. I think that's just the problem with our society is that you can't agree to disagree.
Right.
You know, you take politics, right? It's just gotten so polarized now. And I wouldn't say now, but I mean, it's when I was a kid, it wasn't this. I didn't pay attention to politics. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't thinking what's going on 20 something years ago. I think the first president I voted for was Al Gore. Mm-hmm. I think it's my first time voting. And it just wasn't this divisive. Mm-hmm. But I don't agree with Ted Cruz, right? Vote him out. I don't agree with Ted Cruz. I don't want to hurt Ted Cruz.
Right.
I don't want to see him hurt. I don't want to, you know, anything happen to his family. Like for people to go to this politician's house with their hammer and do what?
If you have not seen, oh my God, what is that documentary? Because I always encourage people to see if they can. It's the Cambridge Analytica Netflix, The Great Hack. If you ever get a chance to watch The Great Hack, this explains, it's not that it wasn't this divisive. It's just that people weren't radicalized. And right. And social media has made it such because the algorithms, if you're watching something, it's going to feed you more of what you like. It keeps feeding you more of what you like. So people talk about going down the YouTube rabbit hole. That's what this is. And if all you're getting and all you're seeing is stuff that agrees with your point of view and just goes deeper, deeper and further to the right or further to the left, right? Because people are extremely sensitive on the left, on the far left for that reason, because they're down this path of, oh, well, this is going to happen. On the right, they're like, oh my God, they're going to do this to all of our kids. They're going to do all of this. As you go down that rabbit hole, all you're seeing is this, and you're going, well, why doesn't Terrell understand that the pizza parlor is a damn front? Why don't you see that? Why don't you realize Nancy Pelosi's trying to kill all our kids? Why don't you see that? They're going to come for the ones that are in first grade next, because that's what is being fed to them.
Yeah.
So thanks, social media.
It's ridiculous, but this dude, there's no way he gets out of that. I don't care if you plead insanity or whatever. I hope they put him under the jail. That's just crazy. But it just goes to say, like, when you start to reach a certain level of celebrity, you need to put your house and residence under someone else's name.
Right. Facts.
Create you an LLC and put it under the
LLC. Put it in your mama name. But the problem with the LLCs is that, you know, when you do that, then all of a sudden now they get to see who owns it. And so-and-so, okay.
Oh, well, yeah, that's when you got to put it on one of them three kids' names that you start dating this one with the three kids. Put it under her youngest kid's name.
There you go. Hey, funny thing is, he completed Saturday. They were like, you know, what a coincidence. We got a crazy cell right at the bottom of the jail.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of crazy, as we look at this bullshit, came across this story at rgrtpod@gmail.com about this woman who is on TikTok, and she went viral for, you know, showing that she has a very well-organized dating spreadsheet.
It goes back to the one dude that had the survey for all his dates. I mean, I just think it's crazy. Bad. I think it's crazy. How many dates are you going on? Mm-hmm. That you need a spreadsheet to track all that. Now, she's tracking all the communications. Did we meet? Did we not meet? What was all that like? To me, I'm like, see all this? This is why you're single. Because that's just crazy.
No. Have you ever been somewhere and you see somebody and you're like, are we on good terms or nah?
Yeah. I've been out somewhere and be like, oh, I swiped right on her. Oh, she swiped on me, but I said no. When I lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, the town was so small. I'd be on a date and see someone I was on a date with the last week before because you're going to run into people.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, oh, hey, how are you? And just keep
imagine if you got it wrong and that person that you see is like, hey, you're like, listen, mother, you'd be like, oh shit, I forgot. But if you had the spreadsheet, you would know.
Yeah. I mean, there's been times I'm like, did we date? Did anything happen between us? And don't get me wrong, I've had that happen where like, did something happen between us? Like, yeah, Terrell, we had hooked up. I'm like, we did.
Now, if you had the spreadsheet, you would have saved yourself.
But this was like 20 something years ago. This was back in my UTSA.
They had spreadsheets back then too. I mean,
they had Excel back then.
Not Excel, but what was that thing? Lotus, was it?
Lotus. No, I'm sorry. If I, because I think, what is she gonna be like after you decide to date and she really likes you? Mm-hmm. She's gonna create another spreadsheet of something. I mean, that's just a little OCD.
Okay. Have you ever forgotten a woman's ring size or favorite color?
I've never had to ask a woman's ring size.
That was a trick question.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had my coffee today. Don't mess with this up here. Never had to ask for a ring size. Favorite color, I might have forgot. Yeah. How important is that? Is it the end of the world if I forget the favorite color?
Ladies, let him know. Because
I haven't heard of a divorce that happened because someone forgot their favorite color.
Well, it wouldn't be just the one thing. You know, the That's straw that breaks the camel back is always something small.
Oh, okay. So all the cheating, all the lying, I could take that. But yeah. Damn it, he bought me a blue blouse and he knows. I hate blue. Yeah, no.
It's attention to detail, my brother. Yeah. Attention to detail.
Your Honor, that was it. I just couldn't take it anymore after that. I just couldn't take it. I'm out.
So I mean, think about it. If you're dating somebody, you're like, oh, yeah, this is somebody I want to marry, blah, 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 blah. And you're thinking, and y'all discussing rings, and she tells you the cut she wants. If you put it in a spreadsheet, you have that. Again, the spreadsheet is not a bad idea.
It's not. Oh, you only need a spreadsheet for ring size and the four C's. Didn't know I knew about the four C's, did you? But yeah, you don't need a whole spreadsheet for that for one person. Now, if you are offering a whole bunch of rings to people and you might need a spreadsheet, yeah. You're the problem.
Hey, the notes section in the contact is an amazing place. Jot down the things you need to remember.
Yeah, just like, hey, Siri, remind me next week.
Hey, I don't trust Siri sometimes. Siri probably say, hey, Terrell, remember, you're like, son, not now.
Siri, wrong person.
You know, here's something that's interesting. Also popped up in rgrtpod@gmail.com. This woman in Michigan, right? Shops at Walmart. Teddy Joe Marie Fleam, using a self-checkout. So, security, loss prevention is looking, and they know she's not scanning everything. So they approach her. Excuse me, ma'am. You know, and they ask her about it. She gets a little defensive and is like, ah, the hell with this. And she walks out. Done, right? No, because these people are doing their job. So they go back. And apparently that person had time today because they went back and looked. And they calculated that she had stolen $1,000 worth of stuff out of Walmart since April. Hmm. Now, you know, Walmart is pretty cost effective. So she took a lot of shit. It's not like she walked out with a couch. They would have seen that easy, right? So she took a lot of shit since April. And so now, of course, arrested and whatnot. But $1,000 worth of stuff at self-checkout. My mom is one of those people who refuses to use self-checkout because she's like, I want to make sure people still have a job. I'm like, yeah, but they take their goddamn time. So I'm going through self-checkout. But I make sure. I carefully scan every item.
I do too. I'm a big believer. Integrity is what you do when no one's looking. Mm-hmm. And for people to steal like that, it's just dumb. But here's the crazy thing is Walmart, all these grocery stores knew when self-checkout came up, they're like, hey, we know we're going to take a loss.
Yeah.
But that loss is still less than the amount of money it takes us to employ, give benefits,
yes,
and all that to employ. So we'll take this loss, but we're actually going to make up, you know, three basis points on it. They're fine with that.
You know,
it's called shrinkage.
It's called shrinkage. Yeah, you're right. Because in every store you have shrinkage. And here's the thing, though. I think some people are taking the comedian's jokes a little too serious. Like, Bill Burr has a joke where he talks about self-checkout, right? You know, I pull up, nobody here, well, I'm on the way out. Don't do that shit. But apparently a lot of people have, because, so on the show last week, right, this story kind of came up and asking about people who have done, who, you know, slid a couple things through self-checkout. And people were very willing to tell on themselves. Like, someone like, oh, I get $500 worth of groceries for like $200. You're going to jail. What is wrong with you?
That's just ridiculous. That's why I have trust issues. But yeah, but that's just ridiculous. But then here's the other thing. Okay. If you're going to be a criminal, be a smart one. Mm-hmm. Don't go steal from the same Walmart. There's Walmarts everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like the only one Whole Foods in your town. There's Walmarts everywhere. Don't steal from the same one.
Well, what if you accidentally steal, right? So one guy was telling the story of him and his wife, and they had the water on the bottom. They forgot about it. Got out to the car, was like, oh, crap, did you pay for it? No, did you scan it? No. Well, we ain't going back inside, so put it in the car and took off. He said, look, well, next time we come back, we'll just drop $5 on the floor and call it even.
No, man. I mean, I just think it's really funny to me. I think the way people live their lives and the things that they do says a lot about their character.
Right.
And so if you're going to steal from self-checkout, that's ridiculous. But I'm the type of person that, yeah, I don't steal through self-checkout. Mm-hmm. If I realize they didn't charge me for something, hey, you forgot to ring in this.
Yeah.
You know, when I take my groceries to the car, I put the cart back in the thing where it's supposed to go.
Me too.
Every single time. I don't leave it out. You know, and it was someone's job. You know, I had a friend of mine that would throw trash out the window.
Asshole.
And he's like, well, I help them keep people employed. I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? That's just saying you don't give a damn about the city. You know?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he did. And I'm just like, people that do that, just to me, it says a whole lot about who they are. And like, to me, I believe this. I believe in karma. You got some people who their lives has been shit mm-hmm. their whole life. But it's their fault that
yes.
it's shit because they keep doing things. And mm-hmm. so it comes back to you think you got over.
Yeah.
But over what? A few, you know, a pack of steaks
yeah.
or something like that. And you feeling like a good person?
Nuh-uh.
Couldn't do it.
Nah, couldn't be me. Nah, not me. Last thing that we found here in at rgrtpod@gmail.com. It's this survey that was done over 14,500 teens in 47 states, right? 15% of them listed this restaurant as their go-to restaurant. What do you think it was?
Well, I know it's not Applebee's, so we don't have to say that.
But you made it sound so appealing last week, though.
No, it was appealing in the 90s. It was amazing.
So was Cracker Barrel. I don't think it was that one either. Yeah. I know for sure it wasn't.
Right. No, but I bet it's someone that has really great chicken nuggets and
McDonald's?
A damn good chicken sandwich.
Oh, there's only one then.
Only one. Only one.
There can be only one. Yes, you're correct. It is Chick-fil-A, the number one. The place that says, you know what? Everybody else is open 7 days a week. We're taking a day off. And people still go there every time. And I can't be mad at them. I cannot be mad at them. Their consistency, even the service. You see the long ass line. There are 50 cars in line. You're like, it's not going to take that long.
Yeah.
You go to someplace like, else, you see five. You're like, nah, bro. That's,
I got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I got 3 minutes. Sure. I'm getting that line. I mean, it's so funny. And if you set aside the... because Chick-fil-A is a franchise model. So you set aside mm-hmm. the owner of Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And his views. Everyone that has a franchise of Chick-fil-A does not have those same views.
Look at the workers, you can tell.
Set that aside.
Mm-hmm.
You go into every Chick-fil-A, they have ability to find the best young people. Customer service is
yes.
amazing. I haven't seen any fights that broke out in a Chick-fil-A, any of those videos of... drama in Chick-fil-A, employee on the other side of Chick-fil-A cussing someone out because they didn't
right.
like lemonade. It's never been bad. And then you hit the nail on the head. The speed of service
mm-hmm.
that they do, they invest in people outside yes. of self-checkout, but they invest in people to to be able to get things to happen quickly. I mean, that's ingenious. Even in the winter, they're out there with coats, whatever.
Yes.
And hey, how are you? Welcome to Chick-fil-A. You're like, I know you're cold. Sure is, but I'm happy you're here. What can I get you?
That's, I will say this, though. Especially in the South, Chick-fil-A is on point. I will say in the Midwest, it's a little different. This customer service is a little different. It's 60 degrees outside and they're still inside. I'm like, hold up now. In the South, it's 40 degrees and they're outside. Y'all, 60 is like summer. What are y'all doing?
Yeah. No, I mean, they find a way to, it's good. I mean, it's just good. But their service is impeccable. I can't think of another fast food place that can top that. And it's perfect for teens. You know, because they don't need, you know, beers and stuff like that. They just want some nuggets and some fries.
Hey, not just teens. I mean, that is the adult fast food place. Let's be real. That is the adult fast food place, right? But you're right. You can't think of another fast food place that tops them. Because coming in at number two wasn't even a fast food place. It was Starbucks. Followed by Chipotle, McDonald's, and then Olive Garden. I thought when we were in college, that was like fine dining.
Yeah. Well, so when you were in high school, did you drink coffee?
No.
I didn't drink coffee till college, and actually barely then. I became a restaurant manager. Then it was
these
like,
kids
okay.
are different. They get it in their bodies now.
So these kids are good. And it makes sense. You can be 16 years old with that high ass metabolism and get you a $700 calorie drink, you know. At 7 a.m. and be fine.
Facts.
We can't do that at this age. So it makes sense that they could do that, right? But to see Starbucks is number two. Chipotle definitely makes sense because a lot of young people like Chipotle.
Yes.
They do. And then McDonald's is kind of a staple. Right. Yeah. McDonald's is probably the most popular. But it makes me laugh that Olive Garden was 3%. Of these teens said Olive Garden is their favorite
breadsticks.
Restaurant.
It's the goddamn breadsticks.
It's the breadsticks. No, it's the breadsticks and endless salad.
Oh, that's right.
Because if you're a teenager, it's economical.
Right?
Because you can get one plate of a hamburger and fries, and then someone else I'll just take the salad.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of share. Cut that burger in half. Cheaper.
Somebody's been on some great budget dates in the past.
No, I'm just thinking how teenagers think. Okay, I got $20 and I want to take out three of my friends. So here's what we're going to do. Get a bacon cheeseburger, extra cheese.
I got enough for some
and
extra cheese.
And they'll do the salad and breadsticks. And then you just kind of share.
Hilarious, but makes sense. It totally makes sense. Hey, don't forget, we are back. Well, you know, it's supposed to be Thursday, but I think we're going to have to drop on Friday. I got to talk to you about that because I got some meetings we're doing this week. We're Married at First Sight because the reunion, we are there. And it's right here. Three more episodes to go, brother. Three more episodes to go.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. If we have to do that, that's fine because I'm volunteering next Friday. Mm-hmm. And so we had to record Thursday. I could do that. Yes, but I'm curious about this reunion. The comments from the episode we dropped on this past Thursday seems like a lot of people are excited to see what's going to happen at this reunion, especially around Nate and No Bust and Justin.
Low thrust and Justin. Low vibration Justin. Then of course we'll be back the following Monday, next Monday, with recap number 3 of 4, Love is Blind season 3. And then, of course, next Tuesday with episode 108. A lot of content coming your way. Appreciate you checking us out. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man.
Yeah. Yeah, appreciate that.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.